Call 1-800-663-2681. That's 1-800-663-2681.
Experience the wonder of Florida's most natural islands and their pure, unspoiled beaches. Begin your adventure at FortMyersSanibel.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Just give me the sausage.
Well, you know what? Isn't that nice? Real nice. Real fun.
That must be new.
Gold dust at my feet.
It was recorded years ago when I was experimenting with homosexuality.
Always better to add a sausage in the rear.
So was that.
Play that one more time.
No, that we've
always better to add a sausage in the rear.
Yeah, that doesn't sound edited. Yeah. Sound like somebody Clark cut that together. Yeah, I'm speaking with Joel Clark. Welcome to the very last show we will do in July of 2012, because tomorrow it'll be August 1st. How about
Unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Burke segment. Do we have anything really interesting?
I do.
Well, you always do. And she also has a movie review today, because Dawn Meadows Dixon couldn't join us yesterday. And she has the Wood Report today, but still finds time to have a Burke segment contribution. Mm-hmm. What a woman.
Yeah.
What Thank you. Woman.
More than a woman.
Just like a woman.
No, she's not just like a woman. She's not like just any woman.
Okay, so you want me to save the movie thing till later, but I did finally see Batman.
You know, it doesn't matter. If you want to get the movie review out of the way and just do the Wood Report,
yeah,
you could do. Why don't we do that?
All right.
Let me mention your sponsor.
Okay.
Westport Car Wash.
Yes.
Because that's Dawn Meadows Dixon's sponsor. Great car wash. Three locations on Page just east of Lindbergh, on Lime Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood just south of Manchester, and now with a movie review, and I think it's Batman Dark Knight Rises or whatever it was called. Is that the one?
Well, I did see that, but since we've already had reviews on that movie, I was going to review the Neil Young Journeys movie.
Like I said, here with the Neil Young Journeys movie review, Tina Marie Dalpia.
Oh, thank you.
Well, just real quick, what would you give rating-wise to Batman?
Batman? Probably 3.5.
Ooh, pretty generous.
You really liked it.
And I have to say, I saw it at the drive-in, which I haven't been to since I was a teenager.
No, you didn't see it. If you went to the drive-in, you didn't see it. You made out at the drive-in. Because you don't go to the drive-in.
No, we waited till after the movie.
No,
we waited till after the movie. But
one thing that this generation of teenage boys who can drive will never get to experience, the thrill of going to drive-in. Because if you asked a girl to go to the drive-in and she said yes, pay dirt.
Yep.
Bingo. Because she knew you're going to make
out. What was involved.
Yeah.
But it's so odd because they have certain colored poles that are...
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold
on.
What
drive-in did you go to?
High SUVs and stuff, you know, I guess, so you don't block the cars. And they don't have the hills that I recall, because when I went to the drive-in...
They got
to
have the hills.
No, they don't have the hills.
No.
You were out there.
Remember
before?
Where you kind of had...
I thought they had the hills.
Back no, they don't have the hills.
Back and forth, so you get that right angle, the correct angle. And then there was a semi-truck, just the truck part of it, the cab part. And watching the movie, they pull in.
Really?
With
Is that the air brake?
Yeah. That was I thought a truck came by.
It's like, boy, I hope nobody's behind them, because they're not going to be able to see. But I was so excited to go to the drive-in. And I noticed that when you pull out, you could park. There's like a parking
lot. What do you mean pull out?
Oh, my goodness.
When you leave.
You did make out. You did more than make out.
When you leave the parking lot. When you leave the parking lot, there's another.
She went to the new multiracial no pants drive-in. They had all colored kinds of colored poles.
There's a commuter parking lot, and you can actually see the screen and still get the sound of the movie. You wouldn't even have to go into the drive-in.
Because it comes out of your radio.
Right.
What time did you say he pulled out?
Oh. Wow. Not yet, you aren't.
That was so much fun. I was so excited.
What did you see at the drive?
Oh, yeah. Batman and Spider-Man, but I'd already seen Spider-Man. So luckily, Spider-Man was second.
Okay.
So
now, what's this Neil Young? What's it called?
The Neil Young movie is called Journeys, and it was filmed by the director Jonathan Demme. And basically, it was to support his album that came out called Lenoise. He was on a tour in 2011. It was a solo tour. And so it starts out where he's driving from a city called Omimi, Ontario, to Massey Hall in Toronto, where he was going to play. And he drives down streets that he used to play on. And, you know, I remember when this guy used to give me 5 cents to do this, and I'd always go do that and do this. And evidently his dad was a sports writer and really well-known up there. They named a school after him. And that was the interesting part. But I have to say there wasn't enough of that. The concert was really good because it was a solo gig. But I'm telling you, I kept looking. It's like, it sounds like there's a whole band, the way his sound was set up on his guitars. And it was really, if you're a Neil Young fan, you're going to really like it. I would give it a 3 for Neil Young fans. If you don't like Neil Young, you probably don't want to go see it.
Yeah, if you don't like Neil Young, and I'm not a Neil Young fan, it probably wouldn't be a 1.5. You really have to be a...
I think so.
Yeah, because there was at one point... say I'm talking right here into this microphone, which I'm doing right now, there was a camera right below it, and sometimes they would use that camera so you could see from under his nose down, just right up to his mouth.
Wow, I missed that movie.
I didn't understand that, why they did that. You know, you could see in his mouth, I could tell
nose hair.
He had a bunch of crowns because you could see the back of him, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, if I had his money, I'd have perfect, beautiful porcelain crowns that were all white all the way around, you know, and I would have beautiful
teeth. But rockers with money don't care about their teeth.
No.
And at one point, he kind of looked like the Grinch when he's blowing on his harmonica because his lips get kind of, you know, all wrinkly, and he's kind of got the little jowl thing. So,
yeah, he doesn't look like one that cares about his appearance.
No, but he can hit those
notes.
I didn't
hear Carl. How many ARDs?
Three.
Carl?
All right, Dan.
For Neil Young fans.
Okay.
Then I wanted to say, we were talking about, I don't know how we got on the subject, but... Remember Busch Bavarian beer?
Busch Bavarian beer.
It's not called that any longer.
It hasn't really been called Busch Bavarian for a long time. Mm-mm. It just became Busch many years ago.
But their label now kind of looks like the older label.
Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of weird. Belgium is right there next to Germany, which is where the Bavaria comes from. And they could actually bring back Busch Bavarian beer, and it would be more Belgium-y. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it had a great campaign, though. Remember that Busch?
Yeah.
Pop that top, head for
the mouth.
But I don't remember Busch Bavarian Beer's logo.
I even remember
slogan.
The jingle. Busch Bavarian Beer. That was the jingle. That was the melody. And who remembers the voice of Busch, Head for the Mountain?
Oh, man.
Great voice. He's dead now.
I have no idea.
Hoyt Axton.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you so much. See you at trivia night.
Yeah.
Wow. And then finally, last but not least, you know, I don't normally watch TV, but I did watch a little bit of the Olympics, and there was a commercial for an Audi. You say Audi or Audi?
I say Audi.
Audi.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like an innie and an outie.
Well, that's what I say, outie.
And it was quite a deal. It was only $999 a month to lease this car.
Wow.
That's a great deal.
Who would do that? That's a house payment.
Yeah. But a lot of people.
Okay.
The people with money can do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, finally, I forgot this, too. This came in my mail.
Now, you are almost giddy today. You're so fired up. What happened to this drive-in?
What's going on?
You're charged up. No, you are.
Oh, look at her.
Isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's.
Are you pregnant? You're not pregnant, are you?
Oh, my goodness.
Give me some of what you're on.
Give me some of your urine.
No.
Oh.
What you're on.
Oh.
Only if you get stung by a jellyfish.
Jellyfish, yeah.
But I got this in the mail, and I just thought, this is just kind of bizarre. It's for a maid service, but the slogan is, life's too short to clean your own house.
I agree. I could. My wife obviously agrees. She lived by that for about 40 years.
But that's weird. You can't even clean your own house now? You know what I mean?
You're on something, aren't you?
Yeah, what's wrong with this picture?
Are you high? Are you high on something?
No, I am not.
She's high on life.
Yeah.
What's wrong? A lot of people use maid services.
But life's not too short to clean your own house.
Well, that's not, what it means is...
You don't have time for
life's
it.
Life's too short for, and then fill in the blank, and to some people, cleaning a house is just not what they want to spend their time doing.
It's a little too
You're
deep.
High on something.
Oh, my goodness.
You have anything else?
No, but I do have a
anything
lot
else,
of
wood
stuff. Willie?
Willie Nelson. Smokes a lot of dope. She didn't even get that.
No.
She's out there.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
Anybody else stoned?
Real quick.
What do you have?
Well, first, I'll go back to the Olympics for a second. I was just thinking about this the other day, just watching different events. And you wonder why some of the countries just aren't competitive, like in swimming, like especially India. Let's just take India, for example. How many people are in India? Like 2-3 billion people or something like that?
800 jillion. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know they have to be at least as athletic as the other competitors.
But they don't swim.
But they don't. Well, why?
They probably don't
that,
have
though?
Pools. A lot of poor people, none of.
You know, did you see the interview that Matt Lauer or somebody did with the black swimmer? In the Olympics, talking about how black people don't swim, and they don't for the most part.
Yeah,
they don't swim, and all I could take from it was when they interviewed these people is that black people are scared to death of the water.
They're scared. I've heard that.
Now,
yeah.
But why are they scared? Why are they any more scared than anybody else? It didn't make
sense.
Because their
parents didn't swim, so they haven't been around.
But why didn't their parents?
Passed down from generation.
But and don't give me this country club couldn't afford to have a pool business. Creeks, lakes, rivers. I mean,
every
most country kids learn to swim in a pond or something.
And most public pools now are.
Yeah,
there's tons of every kind of person in there.
Now I might understand in the '60s if you lived in the city. You know, the colored white thing, you couldn't go to a pool. But that's 50 years ago. I don't get it. I never could. I watched the interview and it was over. I still didn't understand why so few black people swim. And then they even have, she's a real good looking gal. The black gal who's on the Today Show, she fills in a lot of time. She even said, as part of the ongoing report on why blacks don't swim, she agreed to try to learn to swim, and she was absolutely petrified. Huh. She said, this is the hardest thing I've ever tried to do. She said, but her goal was before the Olympics are over to, like, do once down and back in the pool. Yeah, and put her head underwater, but it's so frightening for her. I don't know. But you're right, India.
It's just, I mean, you know, they, and why do all the Asian countries dominate in, like, table tennis? You know, Americans that play ping pong.
Well, look at the name.
Train.
Ping pong.
It's, well, I know, but you know the people on the America, you know, in this country train as much as they do. What is it about the genetics or something that just makes them predisposed to dominate certain things like that? I was just wondering about that. Second thing I had, this was a segment on CBS Sunday Morning this weekend. It was a story on Luther Massengill. He
like in the feminine hygiene stuff?
Oh, wow.
He's lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He's been on the same radio station for 72 years.
Now, is he related to the Summer's Eve vaginal product family?
I don't know.
Massengill is not a very common name.
I doubt it.
But that's a well-known brand products that go down in the private area for women.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's not just private areas.
Huh?
Well, I mean, that is. But the word douche is actually on.
What are you doing to our show?
No.
What about it?
It's actually printed on bath gel. Shower gel.
Really?
No, I've seen that word.
Yeah, it said something douche on there.
Yeah.
And why is that? It's not douche. It's like toilet.
I think it means toilet.
It's like
clean.
Toilet water.
Yeah.
Eau de toilette. You don't put it in the toilet.
But it's a French word. I'm sure it means something
so
different.
So
I think it means clean. They're
yeah, I'll bet douche just means general clean, fresh.
But yeah, his is just one S. I think the Massengill feminine products are two S's. Yeah. But yeah, he's the same radio station for 72 years. He's got to...
What's the name of the station?
He's reported... let me see if I can find
We're losers, and we've only been here 15 years.
But he does a lost pets report every day. That's
his job?
Yeah. He's done that for... let me see... Yeah, but that's the only thing he does. He's like a co-host on the morning show, but that's what he does every day. It's just helping people find lost pets. So I thought that was pretty cool. 72
I only
years.
Know one lost pet joke, and when I was a kid, I thought this was like the funniest joke in the world. And it's a joke where there's an ad for lost dog, and it has three legs, one leg missing. It's been chewed off by a coyote or something. It has one eye missing, and it's blind in the other eye. One ear chewed off. It's deaf. Comes to the name Lucky. I thought that was the funniest thing when I was 15.
So apparently douche means rinse in French.
Rinse.
I was going to say rinse in French, and it all kind of
Hey, Jim,
came
I'm
together.
Trying to fix this transmission. Hand me a wrench.
Yeah.
Hand me a douche.
It means rinse in French.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
I don't know what toileta means.
I don't know.
That must mean something.
What does O mean?
I think that's water. Like a smell.
O is water.
Oh, is it? E-A-U?
I'm going to start calling people rinse bags.
So eau de toilette is of the toilet or of the
water.
Whatever. Yeah, water of the toilet. No, thank you. Anything else?
No, that's it. I'm...
Ladies and gentlemen, I think you can join me in applauding the fact this segment is over.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say something.
Oh,
it's not over.
I have a brand new Chevy Equinox from Lawndorf Chevrolet in the garage.
Wow.
Well, you must have robbed a bank because I know what you make here.
I know. I've been going back and forth and back and forth with this and finally pulled the trigger today.
So. Good for you.
Yeah.
What's the interior?
Yeah, it's silver. It's black interior. It's really cool.
That's a good
really
time.
Like it.
Good for you. All right, before we break, a couple of deaths in the news here. Tony Martin is dead at the age of 98. Go ahead, hit Who's That, because I know a lot of people.
Who's that?
He's a singer who was big in the 50s. One of those what I call tuxedo lounge singers like...
Crooner.
Vic Damone and Steve Lawrence. And here's Tony Martin.
The promised kiss of springtime.
And, you know, no disrespect, but this is like 100 other guys.
Yeah.
You know, to me, Tony Martin was one of those tuxedo lounge big band singers. And Steve Lawrence, I throw in there, Jack Jones, Vic Damone. What was the comedy team? Rowan and Martin. Dan Rowan, wasn't he a singer?
I think so, yeah.
And Rossi, Alan and Rossi, Steve Rossi, was a singer. And you hear this voice, and there's another guy, who did Racing with a Moon? Vaughn Monroe. Okay.
Vaughn Monroe? I never heard of him.
Yeah, well, that's just it. All these guys were just sort of in the same pool. And then you had your breakout star, Sinatra, who was just like three notches above these guys. So that's Tony Martin. Dead at the age of 98. Now, the other death is a death in the radio industry, Al Brady Law. Now, out of respect for the fact that he might have relatives living here, we'll hold the applause. And I say that because this is a guy who I'm sure a lot of people in the radio business, if they were truthful, would tell you they want to applaud the fact this guy's gone. He was a professional, literally, hatchet man. He was a hit man. He killed people's radio careers. He was the guy you brought in to fire everybody. 6 years ago, and again, no disrespect to him as a person, because I don't think anybody here knew him as a person. Mm. We knew him as an assassin.
Yeah.
6 years ago, he was brought in here, and on a Monday... And some of you who've listened for a long time will remember this. He fired every single person on the air at KTRS, except the people on this show.
That's right.
And it was a couple weeks before Christmas, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was December.
It was late November or December. Merry Christmas. You're all fired.
Because I remember all of them went to the Christmas party, and I think they all knew that it was coming. But they
suspected.
It was very, very bizarre.
And he looked a little bit like Bill Bidwell. He had sort of that villainous mustache kind of thing.
Almost
going.
Like a vampire, almost.
Yeah,
he had to look.
He did look like kind of a vampire. Now, again, no disrespect.
No.
We're just telling the truth. But what a horrible a job to have in the radio business, to be known as the guy who went around the country firing people.
Well, then the whole new crew came in, and then they ended up, I think he ended up firing some of them, too.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
It wasn't Kramer. Well, he brought a guy named Kramer on the air here, and then I think he fired him. Hey, I'm going to bring you to St. Louis. Come on. I fired a bunch of people, and I want you in here. Nah, I changed my mind. You're fired, too.
The morning show guys.
Yeah.
Fired them, and there was another guy, too, that was doing middays show
Anderson.
Before us. Jay Anderson.
So he has passed away, and I don't know much more than that. I don't know how old he was, but I can't see anything bad about the guy. How could I? I'm the only one here that he didn't fire when he fired everybody.
Isn't that the same job George Clooney had and up in the
Yes.
Air?
Yes. Kind of the same thing. Clooney went around and was the guy they brought in to fire people for some big corporation. All right, we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we want your calls. We need your calls. This show, if you've ever heard it, without your calls, is nothing. So 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Let's talk a little window world talk. What do you say? Talk about, would you ever break a window? I don't think as a kid I ever broke a window.
I think
most boys have broken a window.
I did with baseball.
I'm surprised I didn't put a BB gun hole at least in a window because I did a lot of BB gun shooting, and I never put a baseball through a window. Whose window did you break?
Mine at my house when I was a kid. We were playing baseball in the backyard, threw it right through the...
On purpose?
No, not on purpose, but it just went right through the back door window.
I don't think I ever broke a window. I'm lucky that way. If you do have one broken, you want it to be a Window World window, and here's why. The warranty, the lifetime warranty, covers the breakage, the parts, the labor, everything. It's a great, solid warranty. That's Window World. That's one of the things that makes the Window World window what it is and separates it from the rest of the crowd, even the other people who sell their windows for $189. The other thing is the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. And I've asked you to do this before, and sometime you should. Go online, Google, just write in there, type in, what does it take to get the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval? Wait till you read the history, and it is the Good Housekeeping magazine people that started it. And it all started with the fact that they wouldn't accept an ad. Boy, have we come a long way the wrong direction since these days. They wouldn't accept an ad for a company or a product until they thoroughly investigated it and tested the product. And if it didn't meet, you know, the standards, if it didn't live up to your claims, they wouldn't run your ad. Kind of like radio today. And this, no, wait a minute. This station doesn't take anybody's ad. I'm sorry, I was confused. But that's how the Good Housekeeping Seal still works. They have an entire lab of people testing people and research people, and they will run your product through the mill. And they did that with Window World, and they wanted to make sure that everything Window World was saying about the window was true. And you don't get, once you get the seal, you don't just keep it forever. You have to continue to deserve it. They don't let you off that easily. You think, well, we got the Good Housekeeping Seal now. We'll reduce the quality of our product. Not so fast. They won't let you do that. It's a very impressive story and a very impressive window. And if what you want is your money's worth, then you want this window. Window World, $189, the original $189 window, guys. WindowWorld.com.
Time for a look at the roads. Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lindeen traffic. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, we do have some slow traffic. It is on eastbound 70 between Lindbergh and Natural Bridge, and that was due to an earlier accident, but that has been moved off to the shoulder, so maybe still a little bit of a slowdown there. Just volume picking up now on southbound 270 from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64 looks pretty good as you make your way from the Science Center through McCausland. 270 through Mason, just a little bit off pace, and then a little slow as you approach the Boone Bridge. on downtown bridge approach, eastbound 64. That's still running pretty good up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. Elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit mykiasaintlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the biggest world sporting event in 4 years. There will be medals won, heartbreaking losses, and the biggest question will be answered. Why does the Queen say, hello? Alex Stone from ABC News joins McGraw-Millhaven weekday mornings at 7:50 a.m. live from the London Olympics. They'll talk about the previous day's events and set up the drama and intrigue for the upcoming events later that day. Alex Stone, live from the Summer Olympics in merry old London, England, on the Big 550 KTRS.
As a caregiver of a stay-at-home adult with beginning Alzheimer's or dementia, how do you get away for a business trip or vacation? How can you be sure that your loved ones are well cared for and safe? How do you make sure your loved ones are getting their pills on time and in the right dosages? Tough questions, I know. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. All three Garden View Care Centers have the answers to these questions. It's called Garden View Respite or Vacation Care. Here's how it works. When you have to be away, whether for a few days or weeks, you make a reservation for your loved ones at one of the three St. Louis area Garden View Care Centers. 636-449-7575. Now, while you're away, your loved ones play. They enjoy adult activities, marvelous meals, recreation, exercise, live music, sporting events, and so much more. You have the peace of mind knowing that they're cared for by trained professionals 24-7. 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575 or gvcc.com.
There's money hidden in your home. If your mortgage rate is higher than 2.75%, you could be overpaying by thousands of dollars.
Now's the time to shave points off your existing mortgage. This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Do you know your current rate? If you're still in the fours, you need to call Golden Oak now.
At Golden Oak Lending, we have fixed mortgage rates at 2.75%. Call 314-567-GOLD.
With rates this low, it's important to refinance, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
We'll get you closed in 30 days. We can originate FHA and VA loans, and some programs don't even require an appraisal. So what are you waiting for? Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.573, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, you'll find Eureka, Missouri, the home of Byerly RV, as well as a myriad of interesting shops, campgrounds, and restaurants, not to mention Six Flags. Eureka is the gateway to the Ozarks and points west, and Byerly RV is there to outfit you for great vacation adventures with motorhomes, travel trailers, and tent trailers, and the largest RV parts store in 200 miles. Come see us, but allow time to explore Old Town Eureka. We found it, just a beautiful 15-minute ride from I-270 west on I-44. Byerly RV.
You want to get more out of your multivitamin? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. I want to tell you about Neovitin, a daily multivitamin and antioxidant supplement that not only gives your body a sensible dose of 20 different vitamins and minerals, but it also provides you with four separate antioxidants. These four antioxidants provide your body with additional nutritional support that many other multivitamins don't. It's like taking five different supplements in one. Neovitin is made right here in the U.S. by a certified good manufacturing practice facility, and a portion of the proceeds from the sale of Neovitin are donated to cancer charities and research. Neovitin is available at all Deerberg's pharmacies and Schnucks pharmacies by request, And for a full list of retailers and for more information, visit neovitin.com. That's N-E-O-V-I-T-I-N, neovitin.com. Dierbergs and Schnucks Pharmacies by request or neovitin.com.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166. Or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF. Or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rom here with Fiona from a local Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm all right. What do you want to talk about?
Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
Okay.
We will replace your pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums. All labor is included, and we throw in a rebate.
Get Motorcraft Complete Brake Service and get a $50 mail-in rebate. $50.
One price covers everything.
That's correct.
So it really is complete.
It is complete.
Limit one redemption per axle. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details and vehicle exclusions, or visit FordOwner.com through 83112.
Mike Rowe, the luckiest guy on the face of the earth. The guy does the Ford commercials with the ball cap, the nondescript ball cap with nothing printed on it, and those sort of Walmart golf shirts he wears.
He seems like a nice guy, though. They did a segment, I think, either on 60 Minutes or one
I saw
of the shows.
It. Yeah, I make it very clear. I'm jealous of that. I mean, who wouldn't want that gig? All right, phones are lighting up, and I don't know why, but we're going to find out why. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Let's say hello to Gene. Hello, Gene.
Hi, Frank. This is I Am in the PM.
This is I Am in the PM.
All right.
And you guys were talking about water polo yesterday. Did you watch the game today?
I did not watch water polo today.
Well, men's water polo is pretty intense, but I wanted to share that in St. Louis, because they don't have girls' water polo.
They need to have Olympic camping. That would be intense. See what I did there, Gene? That would be intense.
I got that.
Thank you.
I don't know what that has to do with water polo, but anyway.
Yeah, you did it.
I did it. The girls, a lot of the girls, my daughters both played on the boys' water polo team in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get pretty interesting because you know, teenage boys tend to get a little grabby.
What? What are you talking about?
Teenage boys.
I don't know what kind of boys you've been around.
When they do that, the boys on their own team, who are more like brothers, definitely take care of the other team.
Protective.
So they are very protective. Yeah. But I didn't know if you were aware of that, because it's kind of interesting, just the difference.
I think anytime you put boys in the water with girls in swimsuits, you've got going to have a little grabbing.
Yeah.
That's just natural. That's nature.
It is, but you know, sometimes my daughters have said, "Oh, they've gotten paid back. We've paid them back ourselves."
Well, the best way to pay them back is reach over and pull their trunks down, and that cold water will show off what they don't have.
Oh, there you go.
You can't get their trunks down. They have to wear two pair of trunks.
Ah, not fair.
They could accidentally kick.
Yeah.
Well, they don't. Yeah, they accidentally on purpose kick. Believe me, my girls have said that. But there's a friend of my son's who is a female water polo. Played for Kirkwood this year, and this one guy got a little grabby, and she was telling my son about it. The first time, you know, well, maybe he was kind of... The second time, she just hauled off and punched him in the face, but unfortunately for her, it was right in front of the referee, and she got kicked out of the game.
Oh, man.
But, you know, and you don't have any good... You have no recourse, I guess.
Yeah, zero-tolerance world we live in.
I know, but I'm zero tolerance for the boy, too. So.
Yeah. Well, Gene,
anyway, I just wanted to pass that along. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
It's a pleasure to speak to you, Gene. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Gene. Here comes Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Things are good for Bob.
Yeah. All right.
That time of life when you're like in 12, 13 years old and you're in the pool with girls,
mm-hmm.
that was just like the best time of life.
I couldn't agree more. Except for the fact that you had to be very careful about certain reactions that you had in your trunks.
Yeah.
Well, you don't even know what's going on quite yet. I mean, your body is just sort of...
Oh, I did.
It's like my like my blood was carbonated. It was like I could barely contain myself.
Well, yeah. I remember getting on the side of the pool and let you lie on a towel, and you really, in no time, had to be on your stomach, or it looked like you were in a pup tent camping out.
Yeah, man, that concrete looked like sand when you're done with it, yeah.
If you happen to swim by one of the jets coming out of the side of the pool.
Oh, no.
Oops.
On purpose.
Yeah.
What do you know?
I need to go back. Yeah, that was just the best feeling.
Yeah, we should all be so lucky as to go back to a time when every 10 minutes you had a big boner.
You know. Yeah, it wasn't so big then, but it was pretty.
Well, speak for yourself, Bob.
Well, the reason I called was Tina was talking about douches. And, when you go to...
She did bring that disgusting element to the show, yeah.
Well, you know, when you go to foreign countries, you know, they try to spell things in English, and you know, they always do a good job. But when I was in Korea last year, I was walking around taking pictures of everything that looked funny. Well, I ran across, it was a French hotel. It was called the Douche Hotel.
No, I wouldn't stay there.
Oh, man.
Well, I stopped by for lunch. I had like a tuna sandwich and a little Pimpernel.
Listen to this guy.
What would you say with tacos. Extra mayo? Oh.
Now, was there really a douche hotel?
No, I Bob guarantee. I took a picture of it, and I took... There's also a whole bar.
How do you expect to get American tourists to stay at a place called the Douche? Don't they know that?
Where are you guys staying?
Why not just call it the Enema Inn? I mean, for goodness sake.
Well, I was staying with my brother when he lived over there, and I just could roam around the city all day. And there's all kinds of funny signs and things. I took a picture of about 50 different things. Like, you need to get them on Facebook or something. But it was all funny.
That's a place I have, for some reason, no desire to go to is France. I don't want to go there. Huh. I just don't.
I'm kind of can do without the whole Europe thing. I don't know, maybe a little voyage into Germany or a voyage into England would be okay. But even that, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel safe for one. Well, I don't even know why I went to Korea to begin with, but it's just one of those things.
We'll stick with America. Yeah, it's like Homer, like Homer,
really like it.
Like Homer says, English. I don't need to know English. I'm never going to England.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you for the call.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Yeah. He's got the lingo. This is Al. Hello, Al.
Hello, I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I know. Every now and then, you like to talk about commercials that drive you.
And it's not hard to come up with the ones that drive me nuts. And every day that goes by, I get more and more aggravated. I think something's wrong with me because I'm just so completely disgusted with the world of commercials. What do you have?
Well, there's a car commercial out there. I won't mention the car because it's sold by one of your sponsors.
Okay.
But I'm not saying anything bad about the car. I'm sure it's a great car. But it's a hybrid. And one of the last, quote, customers, unquote, says it. She goes to the gas station so infrequently that she forgets how to put gas in the car.
Let me say, I saw that, okay? And I am with you. It's a Chevy Volt.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's okay because it's okay. I'm an equal opportunity hater of ridiculous, unbelievable commercials, and I saw that and I thought the same thing. Really? How about getting better writers and having something more believable than I've almost forgotten how to pump gas in my car?
Yeah,
please.
It's beyond stupid.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you.
On the other hand, as far as like a good commercial, I love Mayhem commercials, especially the one where he says he's the dog.
Yeah, that's thanks for the bone, guys.
You guys are great. I mean, it's
yeah,
so funny.
You know what? I read an article, though, a couple of days ago. I think they're going to pull that campaign because I don't think... And who's it for? Tell me who it's for.
It's for an insurance company.
Yeah, but
beyond
see,
that, I have
that's,
no idea.
And that's the problem. You don't remember who Mayhem is, and I don't think it's working for him because it's all about him and you don't remember the insurance company.
Yeah.
All right, Al.
Have a good day.
You too, man. Thank you.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you too, Al.
All right.
There goes Al. And here comes Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
I don't know. What's going on?
Well, I'm way up here in Bowling Green, Missouri, so I don't know if I'm getting good signal. But anyway, I wanted to share a story with you. The other day or so, you were telling me the story about how you were shooting your BB gun from the hip.
And shot a bird.
Yeah, I did the same thing when I was like 10 or 12.
That's about how...
Mine was a freaking a woodpecker.
Yeah, ooh.
And I thought at the time, and maybe they are, they were like on the endangered species list or something. And I got all freaked out and looked around looking for confirmation age.
Yeah, you're a kid that thinks you're going to the juvenile hall.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the other thing. If you shoot a woodpecker as a kid, until you go over to its little dead body, you don't really realize how pretty they are.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh, they're beautiful birds.
Yeah. But anyway, we, you know, like any other country family, we had a lot of junk laying around the house, around in the yard, and we had this old bird cage that didn't have the bottom. So I took this woodpecker, and I put it behind a tree, and I covered it up with leaves, and then I put this bird cage over the top of it. Well, about 6 or 8 months later, I forgot all about it, and I was up in the woods, you know, because we're all wood boys, like yourself probably was.
No, I spent all my time as a kid in the woods.
Huh?
I spent all my time as a kid in the woods.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah.
We had old logging roads where I lived, and we walked those logging roads and rode our bikes on those logging roads. It was heaven. But anyway, I had forgot about the woodpecker, and I lifted that cage up, and all you could see rust was the skeleton remains. And it was intact. I mean, you could plainly see it was a woodpecker.
Why did you put a cage over a dead woodpecker?
I have no idea. Why do you do shit like that when you're 13 or 12 or 11?
We had to cut out the SH word. You can't say the SH word. No, when you're a kid, it was your way of sort of a little shrine. It showed that you had a conscience. You know, it was
keep
your
other
little
things away from
yeah,
it.
A little memorial shrine to keep its little sacred body from coyotes or something. That just means that you were a decent kid with a conscience, and you didn't later on go kill a bunch of people at school or something. So that's that's a good thing. That's a good sign.
That's good. Can you send that same message to my soon-to-be ex-wife?
I got a feeling it's too late.
And I want to ask you something. You talked about other things you've done as a young adult. Did you ever catch the woods on fire?
Oh, man, you have just touched on something. I didn't catch the woods on fire. I caught our entire subdivision common ground on fire. I had a thing for fire, and I started a couple of fires.
Yeah, I did basically the same thing. We behind our house, it's got common ground, but it went straight up the hill, and I was told to burn leaves, and it was dry, et cetera. And,
no, you and I had the same childhood. I would volunteer to go out and burn the trash. I had such a fascination with fire. I carried matches with me. It's a miracle I'm not in prison as an arsonist or something. But after my first...
your neighbor's girl. Your girl, neighbor.
Oh, yeah. I caught her on fire. And I got to tell you something. After that, it cured me, and I never, ever again had any desire to play with matches or fire. One good scare, and I was finished with the fire thing. We got to run, but Aaron, thank you for the call.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Aaron and I, brothers in woods.
Pyro.
Man, I every day I'd go into the woods and you'd have a fort. You called it a fort.
Right.
It's usually nothing, just a bunch of leaves piled up or something. But the woods was kind of like your own private club or something. And you'd have a lookout. One guy'd be like, "What are you looking out for?" You take lookout. Like something Indians.
Somebody's going to come invade you.
Exactly. But when you're a kid, you conjure up all kinds of stuff. You're up in a tree with binoculars. What are you going to see? Neighbors' houses. It was fun, though. All right. Mark and Jason are real people. It's not just a name on a website, markandjason.com. It's Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And I think when you meet them, you're going to like them. You're going to find that they're very nice guys, but they're I don't want to say all business because they certainly are friendly and they'll joke with you if you want to, but they take what they do very, very seriously because what they do is they know that they have people who have handed over to them what in many cases is their life savings, you know, their 401k money, other savings, and they entrust them and they go, "Here, do something with this because you know more about this than I do." And that's a pretty big deal to trust somebody to take your money. And they know that, and they don't take that lightly. And they also know that if they don't do it well and they don't do right by their clients, they'd have been out of business a long time ago because the better their clients do, the better they do. So if you have $25,000 or more, and you'd like to hear from them what they would do, their suggestions of what to do with that money, set up a meeting. It won't cost you anything. If you don't like what they have to say, then don't set up a second meeting. If you do, I think you're at the beginning of what could be a very good relationship with people who will keep you posted all along the way, you know, every quarter or so as to what's going on with your money, when they think you should make another move, when they think you should stay. It's kind of like playing cards. Know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to hit, when to split. They know all that stuff. You and I don't. It's what they do every day. Mark and Jason, they're with Stifel Nicholas, and you're going to have to call them because they're not going to call you, and that's a good thing. I'm tired of all these invitations to dinners from these financial people wanting to sell me on their expertise. So here's what you do. You go to this website. All the information is there, and the rest is up to you. $25,000 or more, I think it's worth a meeting with them myself. MarkandJason.com.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Things slowing down on southbound 270 between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. We've got a stalled vehicle, the right lane blocked on eastbound 64 at Mason. Westbound 64 slow as you approach McCausland. Heavy again 270 through Mason. Eastbound 70 between Lindbergh and Natural Bridge running slow. And that's due to an earlier accident. Also a disabled vehicle westbound 44 at Antire. This report brought to you by Applebee's. Whatever happened to lunch? Fortunately, there's a place where lunch still lives, so reclaim your lunch at Applebee's. Their pick and pair menu offers 75 different combinations of soups, salads, sandwiches, and pastas, starting at just $6.99. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.